This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. The Israeli military says a misunderstanding caused it to tell some international reporters that it had invaded the Gaza Strip with ground troops. The army later retracted the statement, but the news had already spread around the world. Well-placed Israeli military correspondents say the misleading army statements were part of an elaborate ruse to lure Hamas fighters into a deadly trap that may have killed dozens of militants. Friday's incident has threatened to further strain what has often been a rocky relationship between the military and the foreign media. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday that Britain would accelerate its COVID-19 vaccination program to try to contain a fast-spreading variant first identified in India that could knock a reopening of the economy off track. Johnson said the government would accelerate remaining second doses to the over 50s and those clinically vulnerable to just 8 weeks after the first dose, and would prioritize first doses for those eligible who had not yet come forward. Even so, the spread of the variant could disrupt Britain's progress of out of a lockdown, making it more difficult to move to the final stage of a staggered reopening of the economy in June. A number of U.S. states have embraced new federal guidelines that say fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors or out in most situations, but other states and some businesses are taking a wait-and-see attitude amid questions of whether the new advice from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is safe or even workable, since it essentially leaves it up to people to do the right thing. Labor groups and others warn that employees at stores and other businesses could be forced into unwanted role of vaccination police. This is VOA News. Gas shortages have spread from the south of the United States, almost exhausting supplies in Washington, D.C. The runs on gasoline follow a ransomware attack that forced the nation's largest gasoline pipeline to shut down. Georgia-based Colonial Pipeline reported making substantial progress in getting the pipeline back in full service. Meanwhile, multiple sources reported that Colonial paid the criminals nearly $5 million in cryptocurrency for a software decryption key to unscramble the network. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday that his administration would seek to put the responsible Russian-speaking ransomware gang out of business. The gang's operators said they were shutting down, but cybersecurity experts warned it could be an exit scam. The head of U.S. Health and Human Services says reports of unaccompanied migrant children being forced to stay overnight in parked buses at the Dallas Convention Center are completely unacceptable, if true. Secretary Xavier Becerra said Friday that the agency is investigating. It's unclear how many children were kept on buses overnight at the Key Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. Dr. Amy Cohen, a psychiatrist and child advocate, says a 15-year-old Honduran boy she was working with was held from Saturday to Wednesday, and that boy encountered at least three other children who were held as long. Transportation contractor MVM Inc. says one child was held beyond the 4 hours. China has landed a spacecraft on Mars for the first time in the latest step toward for its ambitious space program. Plans call for a rover to stay in the lander for a few days of diagnostic test before rolling down a ramp to explore an area of Mars known as the Utopia Planitia. It is will join an American rover that arrived at the Red Planet in February. China's first Mars landing follows its launch last month of the main mission of what will be a permanent space station, and a mission that brought back rocks from the moon. Announcing the landing Saturday, the official Xinhua news agency says that China has left a footprint on Mars, an important step for the country's space exploration. Again, China landing the spacecraft on Mars for the first time in the latest step forward for its space program. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.